listening to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM. Today we are going through, today we are going through the compilation A Rainy November Day in Rukla. You were listening to Deutsch Nepal, The Hammer of Rukla, and then after that, so I guess more recently, Hellish Hours in the Rain by Institution DOL. Usually I try to do three songs, but The Hammer of Rukla was 10 minutes long. So now we're coming back here. Coming up next, we have Gurnu Gizmis with the song November Mind Out. Let's take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Today for our Easter show, we're going through the album A Rainy November Day in Rukla. You were just listening to the song Black Hole in Olben District by Job Karma. Before that, we had Synkrasia by Agiatrias, I think that's how you say it. And before that, we were listening to November Mind Out by Gernu Gizmus. Coming next, we have currently listening to Iron Dawn by Rapoon, which is a side project of one of the members of Zoviet France, which I've played on my show before. Enjoy.
to heaven, heart to hell. Long dead seasons, love repel. We need
destruction.
We need
to believe.
Mystery's banners, they do fly. Proclaim the mantra, eye for eye. We need
destruction.
We need
to believe.
Chance to ride. Tell me what happens next. We need
distractions.
We need
to believe.
We need
distractions.
We need
to believe.
We need
distractions.
We need
to believe.
Listening to Wire and Nerve on CJSF Burnaby. That was Happy Dreams by Hawthorne. Before that, we had Iron Dawn by Rapoon, and the whole time we've been listening to A Rainy November Day in Rukla. Beautiful compilation. I give it 9 out of 10 thumbs up. Unfortunately, it's not on streaming, and only 500 copies of the CD were produced, so... I mean, you can always re-listen to this episode. You can find it on the CJSF website once I get it uploaded. Other than that, you can just buy one. I think Tesco USA is still selling them. I hope everybody has a great night. I'll catch you I'll catch you next week back to being live. It'll be a great time. I'll play some cool stuff, hopefully. I mean, when do I not? Let's be for real. Coming up next, we have Metal Meltdown. I'll see you all around. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. One of the biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss. And the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Even birds who visit backyard feeders, like these black-capped chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow in our lawns, says ecologist Douglas Tallamy.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England, and that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect birds at home is to grow native plants, says Tallamy, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I'd love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood, and somebody's got a sunny spot down the street but no trees, okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading 2 or 3 yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Reducing your lawn to make room for native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots movement. It's a call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.